101.9 FML with Fouquet and Michelle. So there's, you know, sexuality, how people identify themselves, very buzzy these days.
Sure, people and, like to categorize themselves and subcategorize themselves and subcategorize themselves.
And they get upset if you're not calling them by the proper thing. So these are new sexual definitions that people at least give themselves or seem to be things. I want you guys to let me know if some of these are necessary. I certainly believe stuff like gay, straight, bi, there's got to be a term for people who are only attracted to transgenders or a transgender who is then attracted to a certain person. Like those definitions, those are solid. Like, hey, I'm attracted to this, whatever this is. I think those are necessary. But some of these seem to be unnecessary.
The subcategories.
For instance, gray sexual. Gray sexual is the magical place between asexual and someone who is sexual. Oh. Asexual people are people who do not experience sexual feelings. Someone who is sexual experiences sexual feelings. Okay. So gray sexual is someone in between asexual and sexual.
Who kind of feels it.
Someone who is basically...
For the most part, they're completely not sexual, but a little bit every once in a while, they get feelings.
How about the occasionally horny? Is that just easier than gray sexual? Hey, look, I'm occasionally horny.
It's more like very infrequently horny, I think, is what they would be.
I'm infrequently horny, sure. Yeah. Or occasionally. I'm especially occasionally horny. You know?
I think that they were
I'm full moon horny, whatever.
They were capitalizing on the popularity of gray here from 50 Shades of Gray, maybe? Gray sexual?
Demisexual is someone who identifies, someone who does not typically feel sexual attraction unless they have already formed a strong emotional bond with the person.
Oh.
I actually know someone that identified as demisexual. They said, I'm demisexual, and I was like, what is that? And they said this. They said, well, I'm not sexually attracted to someone unless feel a strong emotional bond with that person. I was like, so you're a girl?
Right. I was like, yeah, you don't like to bond. You're right.
I was
you
like, won't. That sounds pretty female centric.
You don't want to give it up unless you're in love. Like that. I don't feel like we need demisexual. And that's kind of the way putting a fine point on it was a woman telling you this?
That's what I said. Yeah. So I guess she just feels absolutely no sexual attraction to anyone unless there's a strong emotional bond. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, all right, I guess that's different. But it sort of sounds like being a girl.
That's a scientific way of saying, no, I'm not giving it up to you on the second date. I'm sorry. We're going to have to get a lot closer than, all right, I know your parents' names. I'm going to have to meet them 50 times.
My junior year of high school, I was demisexual, I thought, but it's just because G.I. Jane came out in 1997 or 8. Demi Moore. I was demisexual for that year.
I see.
Pull it together, Dusty!
Puns. You've made a pun joke.
Lithromantic, if someone is lithromantic, if they are a person who experiences romantic love but does not want their feelings to be reciprocated. This, I think, is pretty interesting and specific.
You like someone, but you don't want them to like you back.
That's right.
Why would you want that? That seems like the worst. That's what you don't want.
This is actually half of my relationships with people when they may have enjoyed my company for a little bit until I said, I love you, and they're like, see ya!
You had no idea you were a lithromantic.
But you don't want that to happen.
Scoliosexual. No, to be in love with someone who's lithromantic is to be, that's the catch-22. You can just sort of say you like them a lot and maybe keep them around for a little bit more. But as soon as they
experiences romantic love but does not want their feelings to be reciprocated, you want to fall in love with people that do not love you.
What a horrible way to live, right?
You're making things real hard on yourself.
Scoliosexual. What do you guys think that is?
You like people with scoliosis?
That's right.
Yeah. What, really?
No, it refers to sexual attraction to non-binary identified individuals or those who do not identify as cisgender.
So you like transgender people?
Scoliosexual refers to sexual attraction to non-binary identified individuals. I need someone to define all of the terms within that before I can get to what the term is. What is that? Is that what it is, Shell?
I believe so. Cisgender is like you are male, you are female.
And then
there is transgender.
What is a non-binary?
So you are attracted to someone that is not cisgender. So you are attracted to someone that is transgender. I think.
This does not generally describe an attraction to specific genitalia or birth assignments, but rather is an inclusive term. You know what? I'm going to have to go over this with a scientist and get this figured out later. Platonic, a queer platonic relationship. I'm sorry, go ahead. What are you saying?
No, go ahead.
Queer platonic relationships that are not romantic in nature, but they involve very close emotional connections that are often deeper or more intense than what is traditionally considered a friendship. I'm in a bromance. Do we need a queer platonic term? Or yes, I'm in love with my best friend, Cindy. Oh my God, we're so in love. We're BFFs. But like, we're BFFFFFFs.
It has to have its own term, though.
Queer platonic. And the name for a partner who is in a queer platonic relationship, like Dusty and I are having a little bit of a bromance. We had some drinks the other day.
A little bit.
Well, but you're not.
You're my zucchini.
I'm curious. Now, do you have to be queer in order to be in a queer platonic relationship? So you both technically wouldn't, you would just be in a platonic relationship as opposed to a queer platonic relationship because you're not queer.
No, it's anybody. You actually, queer platonic, it doesn't mean you're gay, straight, or whatever. They just, that's the another term for it. And Dusty would be my zucchini. Or I would be his.
Right.
What's the difference between platonic relationship and a queer platonic relationship then?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's between a boy, a girl, and boy.
But that's just saying
super best friends. But you don't have to.
So it's with someone that you would be attracted to. So like if it's two lesbians, they would be in a queer platonic relationship.
No, I think it's just it can be two
as
straight people.
As opposed to two straight women. They would just be in a platonic
relationship. Two straight women would just be considered friends. That's what queer platonic is taking the place of. They're not necessarily, they're just even, or you could have a gay person and a straight person of the same sex who are involved in a queer platonic relationship, or a gay person and a woman involved in a queer platonic relationship. That's why I don't think we need this term. It's called being really good friends.
Or I thought it was pineapples was the term before.
Hello, pineapples!
Not zucchini.
I don't know. It's a complex world. Let's move on. Justy, you ready to get shocked?
Yeah, I'm not ready, but yeah, I will.
Shock, paper, scissors for corn tickets coming up soon.
Hey, look at your traffic this morning. Brought to you by Park City Live. Park City Live presents Coheed and Cambria tomorrow night, 8 p.m. on Main Street in Park City. Coheed and Cambria on tour in support of their Color Before the Sun. Tickets can be purchased at the door tomorrow at Park City Live. Your commute so far this morning looking quite lovely. Just a little bit of filling. I-15 northbound from the point of the mountain through about 140th south. That's a check of your traffic on Alt 101.9.
Brought to you by Pennzoil Synthetics.